State and local officials continue to relax shutdown orders as the country records more than 100,000 deaths due to COVID-19, leaving many public health experts concerned about a second wave of infections. Let's bring in Dr. Rochelle Walensky. She's chief of infectious diseases at Massachusetts General Hospital and a professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, when you look around the country with states relaxing their shutdown orders in many cases, where do you think we are in the curve of this pandemic? Has the U.S. reached its peak in terms of infections, or are we going to continue to see numbers rising?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question. And the implication is that the United States is a homogeneous space. And I think if we've learned one thing in the last 4 months, it's that there is a lot of heterogeneity, not only around the country, but around the states. So I live in Boston. We were, you know, the third hardest hit state. And we, I think, are dipping our toe into reopening because we really understand the implications of what would happen under another surge. We're being very, very careful. I think states that might not have seen what we have seen or experienced our last 3 months in the same way have been a little bit more liberal in terms of what they are opening and what they are allowing. I will admit that it is really concerning to me to see what is happening in terms of the mixing and the lack of mask wearing in some of the footage that I've seen. And I'm just hopeful that they won't experience what we have over the last several months.
Well, if they don't, and let's think about that video that went viral last weekend of people at the Lake of the Ozarks all having a huge party in the pool, nobody really wearing masks there. Do you expect that we're going to see a spike in a couple of weeks related to that? And if we don't, what does that tell you?
I would say I wouldn't be at all surprised if we saw a spike. If we do see a spike, it will convey that there were people there who likely had asymptomatic disease. If we don't, then I would say we got lucky. I think at this point, we know that there is still community spread of this virus. We certainly are not at the point where we have contained everybody who has it, that we know who they all are, and we've contact traced all of their, you know, contacts. So if we don't see a spread from perhaps that event, and people take that as permission to repeat those events, then I would say we would have to be extraordinarily lucky not to have people with disease in some of those spaces. For the most part, we believe that the peak of transmission can happen even up to a day before people have symptoms at all, even if people were going to get sick. So I think it's a bit of a roulette game. If we believe that events like the one that happened last week and that went viral are not going to lead to more events.
As more people resume parts of their daily lives that they may be put on hold for the last few months, there is a lot of attention being paid to the question of immunity. A lot of people are operating under the assumption that you are immune if you've already had COVID-19. What is the latest on whether or not that's the case?
It's a really important question. First of all, I will say that we are learning a lot about serology testing. That's the test for the antibody. The antibody, in theory, will tell us if somebody is immune. There are different kinds of antibodies. So there may be antibody to the virus, but we don't know yet whether all of that antibody is protective, whether what we call it's neutralizing. Neutralizing antibody would protect you from a future infection with the virus. There are some people who believe that the people will have neutralizing antibody once they've been infected before. And there's evidence now in macaques and monkeys that that is true, but these are small numbers. We certainly don't know whether it's completely protective immunity or partial immunity. We don't know whether even if you had partial immunity, you might still be infectious enough to be able to give it to somebody else. And we certainly don't know anything about the duration of that immunity. So if you had two people who had had the one who had had the disease and one who had not had the disease, I would say it's probably more likely, given an exposure, that the person who hadn't had the disease would get it than the person who had. But I'm not willing to say then that the person who had the disease shouldn't be wearing a mask.
I got a note today from a friend who is an emergency physician who said we're entering trauma season as COVID cases increase, plus social distancing decreases, further increasing COVID, plus all the people who haven't been seeking care start coming out. Yeah. Our emergency department volumes are headed up, up, up. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I'm just so worried about, I'm worried about several things. One is the people who are now coming to care in our hospitals are sick. And they're not necessarily sick with COVID. They're sick with lack of care and attention and coming to care for the last 3 or 4 months. Our orthopedic surgeons are saying, they've done more amputations because people were not taking care of potential infections in their limbs. And so people are starting to present really, really sick. That is happening all the while summer is happening. People tend to be a little riskier with their behaviors and, you know, as they're outside and whatnot. So trauma season for sure. And then if we end up with another peak, I just really, you know, the coincidence of those three really scary peaks would really be devastating.
That is Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who's chief of infectious diseases at Massachusetts General Hospital and a professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.